Cool. So, I'm here to give a talk today about the Wiki FactMine project, which is being run by the organization I work for, which is called ContentMine. And this talk's fairly similar to the talk I gave at Wikimania in Montreal. So apologies to some people who've probably seen bits of it before. but feel free to ask questions. I think officially there's questions at the end, but also questions in the middle is fine. If you want to like clarify anything. First of all, just quickly run you through kind of what ContentMine is. So ContentMine is an organization that was founded in sort of 2013, 2014 by a guy called Peter Murray Rust, who is a now Professor Emeritus of Chemistry. And here he is at Wikimania 2014 talking about all things sort of text and data mining and Wikimania and stuff. basically, he was funded by the Shuttleworth Foundation, which is a charitable body that's been set up by Mark Shuttleworth. He also is quite famous for funding Ubuntu. He made lots of money in the internet world. And now he funds good open projects. So we were funded for a couple of years by Shuttleworth. They got us on board with a lot of staff. Stefan worked for us. And so did Charles, who is our Wikimedian in residence for this project, who I imagine may turn up in a little bit. So there's me and Charles, and we also have a couple of other people who do software work and stuff in Cambridge. And we're very pro being as open as possible and not just on the software side, but also on open access literature and access to information and this kind of stuff. So let me tell you a bit about what WikiFactMine is. So WikiFactMine is a project that was funded by a WMF grant. We got the grant around this time last year, so we're now coming towards the end of our year's funding from it. The WMF have supported us with both money and lots of help and so on. And we've also had help from Wikimedia UK, who helped us with sort of administration-y type things and getting used to HR and stuff. And also ContentMine put quite a lot of funding and obviously looks after us while we're doing the project too. so that's been really good. It really helps to explain what text mining is before I kind of explain the rest of the project. So the project is a text and data mining project, but text mining is basically using machines to read text and then extracting information from that text. So this is really important because there's a huge amount of material that's produced. And we're particularly interested in the scientific literature, and there's just way too many papers published per day, per week, whatever, for even somebody who is in quite a narrow field to actually read everything that's published. And it's certainly not really possible to read and gain information from all the things that are published without some kind of assistance now. I maybe didn't explain that super clearly, but so text mining is getting getting information out of kind of really unstructured data, so just free sentences like a Wikipedia article, and trying to turn it into something that's more structured and more useful. And that might be a variety of different things. So it might be trying to extract complete meaning from sentences. It might be and going from a phrase like the population of Berlin is 10 million to some kind of Wikidata type setup that the population of Berlin is 10 million, or it might be something more like analyzing the papers and finding the most popular words in them, or finding the most unusual words in them, that kind of thing. So this is kind of a bit like what search engines do as well, this kind of stuff. And you may also be looking to pick out things that are already in kind of like some structured way, so like maybe temperatures or identifiers for some kind of disease or whatever you might want. So now that you know a little bit about what text mining is, what are we doing? So what this project is doing, WikiFactMine, is we're downloading lots of open access papers every day, From a repository called Europe PubMed Central. So that has basically got full text, open access articles in it. Not just the abstracts, the entire document. And we're downloading kind of every paper that was published this day, 30 days ago, that meets the criteria of being open and able for us, free for us to do whatever we want with it. So one of the things that the project originally sought to do was we were hoping to use the subscriptions from the University of Cambridge, which is kind of where we're sort of semi-closely affiliated with, to download both open and closed access papers, so papers that normally you'd have to pay for. And then we were hoping to not publish the papers, of course, because they are still under copyright, but publish the information that we extracted from those papers. So that would be kind of a way to liberate some knowledge, and also would give people who couldn't read those papers at all some kind of idea of what they could do. Unfortunately, that kind of fell through because it puts quite a lot of pressure on institutions if they think they might get cut off by publishers because somebody's downloading all of the papers that they have access to, kind of like people are worried about with Sci-Hub and so on. I don't know if people came and saw the talk about Sci-Hub at Wikimania, but yeah, that kind of thing is puts people off letting people do lots of text mining, unfortunately. So once we've downloaded all those items, we're then plucking out facts, and all of these facts are related to Wikidata items. So this means that we have kind of list of Wikidata items we know we're interested in, and then we pull out terms related to those. And this is kind of the like technical sort of way that the information flows through the system. So we download all the papers. With this tool at the top, that's, I don't know if this maybe lights up somehow, perhaps. Yes, it does, great. We download papers and we load them into Elasticsearch, which is like a big full-text search engine, and then we repeatedly query that index of papers with these terms that we're interested in to pluck out different things, and then we store that actually again in Elasticsearch. Then we make that available to people through a public web API. So you can either use our like nice shiny API, which makes things a bit simpler, or you can actually query the Elasticsearch index yourself if you're inside the Wikimedia Labs project. Oh, yeah, I think it's tool. Well, I can't remember what it's called now. Yeah, Cloud VPS or whatever they like to call it. But yeah, and then we also built some tools on top of this API. So as a fact visualizer, so you can like browse through the facts that have come out on a certain day, or by other things you might want to search for. There's a Swagger UI, so this is like a way to see what the API looks like and query it. We also have a gadget, so you can when you're browsing Wikidata, if you've loaded the gadget, you can then see facts related to the item that you're currently browsing on Wikidata. This kind of thing. And we're also putting together things that we want to contribute back into Wikidata, so propose new statements, basically. And we're currently not doing this through the primary sources tool. I don't think Marco's here, but he's the guy who's running this project. But we have started making some stuff available to him, but we also have a distributed Wikidata game, which is based on the stuff Magnus wrote, to let people add, at the moment, particularly things like the main subject of an item, main subject of a paper to its corresponding Wikidata item. So I've kind of blathered on a bit about like all of this stuff, but it's kind of useful to have an idea of what a fact looks like. So this might not be what the average person thinks of as a fact. So really the terminology we're using is that like this term appears in this paper, and that itself is a fact, right? So it's not like a more complicated fact. So it's not like Tom is happy. It's just Tom appeared in the sentence, Tom is happy, kind of thing, right? And this has a reason for calling it a fact, which is sort of important as well, is that facts generally can't be copyrightable. So we could mine closed access papers and extract these facts and on the balance of probabilities, we would probably be okay with redistributing these small snippets of text, kind of like quotations, whereas we obviously wouldn't be able to distribute the whole thing. This is what a fact looks like. So this is the kind of thing you can get if you query our API or you browse through it. So we have like our own content mine ID. So we have lots of dictionaries of different terms, some of which have been built from Wikidata and some haven't. Some have been like pulled in from other sources. The term that this relates to in this case is breast cancer, which happens to have this Wikidata QID, and it comes from this paper with a PubMed ID. So for those of you who don't know, this is kind of like it's a unique identifier for the papers that are in PubMed. And this is the kind of sort of snippet we get out. So this is what we're basically saying, that this fact that breast cancer appears in this paper, and we know exactly where it appears in the paper because we know the words before and after it. So that's really useful because it means we can then annotate documents and say, this bit here means this Wikidata item. We can highlight it to the user if they're browsing it, all this kind of stuff, right? So this then kind of leads to the question, like, what are all the terms we're searching for? There you saw breast cancer, but what other ones are we searching for? So we have this concept called dictionaries, which are all stored on GitHub, and they're basically a list of words, right? But they're all tied to Wikidata IDs. And they're done by different categories. So, for example, we have lists of terms from things like diseases, drugs, soil types, like various different sciencey things that you may or may not be interested in. And we've made some of these, and some other people have made some of them. We've built tools to help people make them if people are interested in having their own like set of words or their own subject field mined from the scientific literature. We make them not just from lists of other dictionaries that people have, but we also make them from Wikidata. So you can make these quite easily by doing a Sparkle query, and you can pick up all the items that happen to be in a particular genus, for example, if that was what you're interested in searching for. So at the moment we have probably a little bit more than this. So that's like around 300,000 terms, probably in many more dictionaries now, because we've kind of spread this out. That's sort of the like main bulk of the project that we've been doing, and this is now a service which is running, chuntering on by itself very happily on labs, and yeah, you can get access to this data. There's some other things in the project that we've also done. So particularly one of these is at Wikisite and the hackathon in Vienna earlier this year, we worked on a tool called Fatima. Fatima is a tool that lets you really quickly and easily add items about academic papers themselves to Wikidata. So the idea is that you can take an API key from the tool, and then you can choose an identifier that you would like that full item to exist on Wikidata, and you can make a simple like request, and if the ID actually exists and everything, then it will just go ahead and make the page for you, fully done all the correct properties references for those properties to say where we got the original information from and all this. And that's been super popular. So I think we've had like probably maybe even a little bit more than this now, but when I looked in the logs, about 7 million items on Wikidata, I think, were made using it. So like quite a lot. Daniel over there has been a keen user of it, but there seem to be quite a lot of other people, I guess, also using it because it's been quite heavily hit. The next thing I kind of would like to talk to you about is how maybe you could get involved in the project. Maybe there's things that we could help you do that might make things better for people in the room. The first thing you could do is, if you have a particular topic area you're interested in, you could have a go at building a dictionary. So we have this tool called Ara, which is like a pretty visual way to browse through dictionaries and download them, so you can save them and then email them to me or submit a pull request to our GitHub account and start searching for those, you know, as soon as you want, really. And you can add to these dictionaries by Sparkle query, but you can also add to them by just page pile. So this is like another thing Magnus wrote, which is basically a list of pages or list of Wikidata items. So you can quickly build up quite complicated sets of things with kind of like Boolean operations. So you can say, you know, I want all the bridges in some country, but I want to exclude all of those that are white or whatever. Yeah, here's a little like bit of how it works. You could also build something with that API. So you can maybe dream up something quite clever with that. I don't know, but it might be something you'd be interested in doing. So you can search at the moment by things like single Wikidata items. You can also search by more basic things like the date that the paper was ingested on. And you can also search by co-occurrences. So you can search for items that two items that both appear in the same paper. So we're not quite at the stage where we're doing lots of this yet, but this kind of leads us towards a place where you could start thinking about suggesting references for currently unreferenced statements on Wikidata. So if you know that you know two parts of your statement, so I don't know, the Berlin is the capital of Germany, and that's currently unreferenced, then you can search for all the papers that have Berlin and Germany in them, and that may give you a good chance of supporting your statement on Wikidata. We'd also be really keen to have feedback about the facts that we've mined so far. So we're fully aware that like some of them are obviously not very precise because there are words that appear in our dictionaries that tend to be very common. Not lots of these, but there are obviously some words that have multiple different meanings, and so we don't very successfully disambiguate these. So it'd be good to know what people think about that. You could also have a go with our distributed game, which I have to send you the link for at the moment because I can't get it to add to the list, but that's a thing I have to talk to you about. And hopefully in the very near future, it will also be on the primary sources tool. So there'll be like two ways to consider using, the data and getting it onto Wikidata. And I'll just quickly run you through the tools that we built so you can have a feel of them. So there's the pipeline, which actually does all the text mining and then puts it in the API. There's the API, which you can then query, and built on top of that are some other tools. This is the tool to make dictionaries. There's also that Fatima tool I spoke about. And there's a user script, so like a gadget type thing that you can just load up onto your Wikidata account, and then you can browse our facts as you browse Wikidata. There's also this fact visualizer. And yeah, finally, where are we kind of going next with this as we're coming towards the end of our project. So there are a few like obvious things that we've started doing that we're going to continue with. So it's very useful to be able to mark up like specific attributes of papers. So people, somebody we're currently talking to is interested in saying what cell line to use by which paper. So this would be super useful to have because you can't currently really easily search by all the papers that use this cell line. And it also lets you do things like if you discover that a particular cell line turned out to be contaminated in some way, you can then go back and look at all the work that may need to be checked or redone. And there's other like methodological details that we can imagine that people might want to add. And if we can find a person who's keen to add them, then we'd be happy to work with them to do that. So, things like what reagents have been used in a reaction or something like that, or what statistical method has been used, that kind of thing. We're also keen to have a look at doing this. So papers which have unreferenced statements, papers which have entities which are currently mentioned in unreferenced statements on Wikidata. So this is start trying to tackle the problem of lots of unreferenced statements. And finally, like the big vision that we've kind of had over the last sort of couple of months is we're interested in having a better way to browse our WikiFactMind facts, but also other annotations people might have on the papers themselves. So this is what we're kind of thinking about trying to get funding for next, and to figure out how we put it together. So we basically have an idea which is trying to get lots of open access papers and probably convert them to wiki text so that they're easily browsable, and have a separate repository of papers, and then use some of the tools that exist to show the user annotations on the paper themselves. So Daniel mentioned one in his talk. Yeah, great. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, sorry, I've lost my train of thought. So display these annotations to the user, but also allow the user, also allow machines to read the annotations as well. So this would mean that you could browse a paper and see different. You could highlight it by different Wikidata items that appear in the paper, for example. But you'd also be able to use it for things like marking up whether or not a paper is probably suitable as a source for maybe writing in a particular article or a particular area of the Wikimedia community. So the particular thing we thought about was there's a Wikipedia, on the English Wikipedia, there's guidelines for medical sources, which is quite like a long document which describes how a paper should be if it's going to be used as a source in a medical article on Wikipedia. And we would like to be able to mark that up on documents, both by humans and also hopefully pick up some of them computationally, and then we'd be able to instantly tell people like that this paper would fall into this class. That's a pretty good summary of things that have happened. And here's what I was just talking about there, so annotations and stuff on them, and where we'd like to support maybe other ones as well, but these kind of people who want to talk about sources and have a good idea of what they are, what they're like, both computationally and in a human way. You can find more about us. We've got like a landing page on Wikidata. There's also this links to pretty much everything, but there's also a page on Meta for our grant where there's lots of details about all the things we made, when we made them, how everything went, and so on. And I'm not sure if my 5 minutes isn't timed quite correctly, but I was leaving 5 minutes for questions. So I guess now is a great time to ask about questions. I don't know.
Thank you. So you set primary source to once and had it appropriated on your slide. And in the end, when you spoke about spending more time, that didn't come up. So I would hope that there are a lot of facts that could be inserted that way. What is your position on that?
Yeah, so that's a very good point. So at the moment, throughout most of the last cycle of the grant, the primary source editor wasn't really quite ready for us to put lots of stuff in it, although it is definitely ready now, and now they're really waiting on us to give them more facts. But at the time, we then focused more on building the stuff with the distributed game. I think we would like to work more with the primary sources tool guys. There's still a fundamental problem with mapping those facts onto the Wikidata data model, and that's not necessarily easy. So the easy things we're attacking are things like the main subject of a paper. So if there's a paper item on Wikidata, adding something like the main subject is quite easy, and so is adding other things, perhaps methodological information. But it's still pretty hard to go from to add statements to random other things. Does that make sense?
I understand it being hard, and as a reason, I would have expected it to be listed in the things that need more work that you listed at the end. So, and maybe as a focus in the future.
Sure. That's a very good question. So I think the kind of things that I think we never envisaged being in a situation where we think we would ever be able to fully automate putting statements on Wikidata. We kind of think there's always got to be a human in the loop. So we're trying to find areas where people would be interested in being in the loop to do the judgment call, basically. So I think the area which I think is most likely to be easy to work on is statements which are on Wikidata already and are unreferenced. So we kind of know everything that we might want to be searching a paper for, but probably also still in quite a narrow field. So I don't know what that field might be, because we'd be keen to find some people to work with who are keen on that little area. But let's say you find somebody who's interested in populations of cities or something like this, for example. Maybe this is not a great example, but we can find lots of unreferenced statements that exist already, and then we can dig out both halves of those. And basically finding both halves of the statement is much easier to have a good chance of showing the user something that, you know, maybe 30 or 40% of the time is something they want to add to Wikidata, not 1% of the time, because obviously that's just a boring job that nobody's interested in doing. And we don't want to just swamp them with lots of rubbish.
Thanks for the talk. My question is, do you relate the facts to each other, like not only to Wikidata terms, but you know, in order to build kind of argumentations that like these papers state that this is an evidence supporting this is other papers, it's just
That's why we'd like to have an annotation system, so you can get beyond the simple use in Wikidata. An annotation system would allow more of a discourse around things as one possible application. It would really depend on the community, what they wanted to do, what was there. So, yeah, I mean, the future, this is a very interesting possibility. Our annotation takes us out of the straitjacket, so must go do other things.
So at the moment we're not doing things like, you know, this statement refutes that statement. We're not really actually at the level of having a completely like semantically marked up statement that's not already in. If we had that, then it would go into Wikidata basically immediately, right? Does that make sense? Or
yeah. And do you use any model for exposing the facts, like the nano publications or something like that?
No, maybe we should. So at the moment, the facts are just exposed as basically blobs of JSON that I've handcrafted. And the other thing which we've done a tiny bit of, and is something we'll do before we finish up the grant, is basically periodically dump all of these to Wiki to Zenodo, if you know what Zenodo is. So yeah. Are you done?
I suggest we take other questions offline, because we have to stick to the program.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Thank you so much for coming, guys. Yeah.